Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Oh, I didn't. That was terrible. Do it again. Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
Good morning.
Ah, that's much better. Is it a happy Sabbath today? Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. All right. My name is not, they changed my name. So thank you guys in the sound booth, because I was going to say my name's not Malcolm. I have a story to tell you about me when I was a little girl. When I was a little girl, and I'd come home after school, who goes to school? Anybody? Okay. I would be starving, just starving to death. How many of you are like that when you come home after school? Are you hungry? Nobody's hungry? Y'all don't ever get hungry? Oh, that's great. Nobody gets hungry. Who gets hungry? Raise your hand. Of course you get hungry. My mom used to go to this place on 11th Street years ago, way back in the 70s. They've closed down. I'm dating myself. But the place was called the Rainbow Bread Factory. Has anybody ever heard of that? I know probably somebody in the audience had. But she used to get about four loaves of bread for a dollar. And she would get all these snack cakes, these Hostess cupcakes, and this one kind of a snack cake with this little cream filling in it called a banana flip. Had the flavor of banana in it. And it was so good. But she'd get like six for a dollar. Six for a dollar of the snack cakes. Six for a dollar Twinkies and banana flips. And she'd put them in the freezer. So when I'd come home hungry from school that day, I knew exactly where to go to, because Mama was still come. She may not have been home. She might have still been working. But then I'd go straight to the freezer, because she put them in the freezer, and grab me one of those snack cakes, and I'd eat that because I was so hungry. Do you think that was very good for me to eat? Not necessarily, was it? But I was starving, and that's all I could find. But it took care of my hunger pains. Have you ever gone a long period of time without eating? Has anybody ever gone? Okay, have you ever gone 2 hours without eating? Say yes. Yes, you have. Okay. How about 6 hours without eating? Anybody ever gone 6 hours? Have you? Okay. Ever gone a day without eating? And ever gone 2 days without eating? How about 40 days? Have you ever gone 40 days without eating? No? That's hard to do, wouldn't it be? Would you be hungry then? Don't tell me you wouldn't be hungry. I know better than that. I heard your stomachs growl. Okay. Jesus was in the wilderness, and he went 40 days without eating. That's a long time. Do you think his stomach growled? Do you think he got lightheaded and faint? How do you feel when you've gone a long time without eating? Are you a happy person, or are you a cranky person? Who's cranky? Who wants to raise their hand? Who's cranky? Oh, yeah. Don't tell me you're not cranky. I know you're cranky. We get very cranky, and we get weak. Your body gets kind of tired, and you feel weak? Yeah. You think Jesus got kind of weak when he went 40 days in the wilderness without eating? Of course he did. And this is something that happened. After he'd been there for 40 days without eating, somebody else showed up in the desert with him. Do you know who that was? Who showed up, Kelly?
The devil.
The devil. The devil. What do you think he was there to do? Do you think he knew Jesus was weak? Or do you think he knew he was weak? Yes, he did. Jesus, just like us, he gets weak when he's hungry. And we get really weak in our resistance to maybe eating the wrong things, like I want to do. I wanted to eat something that was bad for me, like those cupcakes. But I was weak and I was hungry. But Satan wanted to tempt him at his weakest moment, all right? So the first thing he said to him was, Francis, he said, if you are the Son of God, change those rocks of stones into bread, and so that you may eat. Do you think Jesus did that? No. He said something that was very important. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word from the word of God. So we have what's called physical bread that we eat, But we have another kind of bread that we eat. Do you know what kind of bread that is? What does bread in the Bible represent? Do you know? You know? That means spiritual bread. Eating the bread, the Word of God, is our bread, is our food, our spiritual food. Is it important we understand that we read God's Word? Is it important? Yeah, it is. Okay. All right. Then he said, he took him up and on top of a great big tall building, and he said, throw yourself down on this building. But the angels, the Word of God says that the angels will save you. Do you think Jesus did that? Do you think if he was weak and hungry, he might be tempted to do that? He could be, but he didn't. He said something else. He said, don't tempt the Lord thy God. Don't challenge God. Don't do things that would make God have to rescue you real quick and do something like that drastic. Don't ever do that. We're not supposed to tempt God and force God's hand to do something like that. That'd be silly, wouldn't it? Okay, and then he did one more. He thought, well, I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to try to tempt him. And he said, all of this, he took him on top of a mountain. And he said, I will give all of this to you if you would do one thing. Do you know what that was? Do you know, William?
Adore him.
Now you are close. You said it.
Worship him.
Yes. Bow down and worship me. Oh, my goodness. That was enough. Jesus had had enough. What did he say then? Do you know? What did he say? He said, get behind me, Satan. I've had enough of you. He said, never. You're only to worship God and God alone. Now, all of these things that Jesus was saying to him, he quoted from somewhere. He quoted these words from a certain book. Do you know what that book was? Jason, do you know? No? Nobody knows? Kelly?
The Bible.
From the Bible, the Word of God, the food that we take in spiritually. The Word of God. He used the Word of God in his weakest moments. So, do you think if Satan can tempt Jesus to do bad things, do you think he could tempt us if we're tired and we're weak? Can he? Do you think you'd be able to resist Satan when you're tired? No, it's very hard to do. But if we have a certain book that we listen to, that we read out of, what would that do? What would that do if we know what God's Word says? How would that help us? Anybody want to tell me? Kelly? How will the Word of God help us when Satan is tempting us?
No sin.
Help us not to sin, yeah. Help us to fight. Isn't that right, Valerie?
It'll help us to not fall into temptations.
Exactly, to help us not fall into temptation. So, in the afternoon, when you're home, after school, or during the day, and you want to watch your cartoons on TV, or on the phone, or you want to watch, you know, some kind of program on your phone, and your mom says, how about you get your Sabbath school lesson out and read the Word of God? How many are going to be jumping up and down with excitement to do that? Are you? Are you always saying, yes, Mom, I'm very happy to be obedient to you and read the Word of God? Are you always saying that to your mom? I see some smiles on your face. Is that fun? Is it always funner to play on our phones, or is it always much more fun to watch cartoons? Is that so much more fun to do? No? You, way to go. I'm proud of you, Jeremy. It may always seem funner to do something else besides read our Sabbath school book, but it is important that we study God's Word. So who's going to obey our parents when they say, let's get our books out and let's read God's Word today? Who's going to raise your hand and say, I want to read God's Word? Anybody? All right, let's have a good attitude and be that way from now on. Who would like to pray today? Who wants to pray? Jaden?
Dear God, thank you for today. Bless the church. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
All right, you can. Jeremy?
Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for the Sabbath and the Saturday. And God, in Jesus' name. And the angels, in Jesus' name, amen.
Now, Joy.
Dear God, thank you for everyone.
think through the church in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. You may go back to your seats.